Welcome back to the tea, everyone.
Hey, take three.
Take three. This is our third and final time.
Yeah.
This is it. If we can't get it this time,
I'm going home.
And you're literally at home.
Yeah.
So that should be
I'm
easy.
I'm taking you out.
That should be easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're at Annabeth's house today. Wow. Pop-off queen. Yeah. I just kind of called her up and was like, we're going to podcast at your house. I thought it was going to be easier. It's proving to be harder. So I think we're going to be going back to my house again. Yeah. Whoops.
I don't know what is going on.
I don't know how that happens. I don't know. I just assumed that it would just be easier because you have two levels. So I was like, oh, like upstairs, downstairs, you know, where my house is just, you know, one level. So everybody's in the room together. Yeah. It feels just like one big room, honestly, a lot of times at my house.
Yeah.
Like, go away. You know?
Yeah.
I really envy people that have basements.
I really wanted a basement. Well, we wanted a basement. We didn't do a basement.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't feel like we needed a basement.
I agree.
Like, we wanted a basement, but it's like, for the floor plan that we liked, if we also had a basement,
it would be a lot.
It'd be ridiculous.
Too much.
So stupid.
Yeah.
So we don't have a basement, which it's fine.
I mean, I think it does work best like at Emily's house where it's like one level and then it's just a
and
basement.
And then it's a basement. Yeah.
And that's nice because then they're just like, okay, kids.
Go to the basement.
Go to the basement. But like it's how theirs is open so you can see what's going on down there. Mm-hmm. And I like that
because
sometimes whenever you go in the basement, you know, like it's dark everywhere and you can't actually see, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basements are nice.
Yeah, basements are nice. It was always so cool when somebody had a basement.
Yeah.
You know?
It was.
Like, let's go to the basement. Why is that cool?
Which, I mean, we kind of grew up in a basement. Like Grand's house.
Yeah. Maybe.
It wasn't until we were older that we started going down there.
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't.
Well, yeah, because you're the younger sister.
Yeah.
That's how it works for the younger ones. But like whenever you're the trailblazer.
Yeah.
You know, the older sister, older cousin.
Mm-hmm.
It took a minute for us to get down there, I think. But then Katie had a basement. We were down there early on.
Yeah.
Nice. Oof. Are you okay?
I'm exhausted now.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
It is exhausting. I was trying to tell you. I will say this. Like, I have two kids, but Noah is three kids.
Yeah. I think it's also like the age she's at too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to the grocery store with one kid, but really, it's triplets. Like, it's just, she is rocking my world right now.
Well, I think going to the grocery store with kids, no matter the age, is hard.
Yeah.
Also.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't do it.
I know. I was doing mostly Walmart delivery. I've got back into Aldi.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the Aldi.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like Aldi.
That's good.
I feel like it keeps me in the $200 range, which is where I want to stay.
I feel like if they had bags, I would go.
You got a B-O... What is it? B-Y-O-B. BYOB.
Kind of like bring your own beer, but bring your own bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did get a really cute bag that like holds my groceries there last week.
That's
$9.99.
Wow.
Aldi bags.
Does it get carry all your groceries?
No, I also have two other plastic Aldi bags.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, that's the, I don't understand the no bag thing. Is that what keeps the prices down? Like, why don't they have bags?
Probably. That and also they don't have like any customer service because one time I tried to call because I wanted to see if they had this one thing that was an Aldi find.
I
wanted to see if they still had it in stock.
Because
the good stuff goes.
Yeah.
They drop on Wednesdays and like if you don't get it, you don't get it.
Okay.
Next week, they're going to have this thing. I shouldn't even be telling you guys this because everyone's going to buy one.
Okay.
Okay, you know you know my little like compartment thing that I have in the back of my car, the checkered one?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got that at Aldi.
Okay.
Well, they're coming out with a new one.
Okay.
This coming week.
Okay.
And it has a cooler in it.
Oh.
And I got to go get that one now. Because that would be really nice to have when you go to Aldi and you got your cold stuff.
Oh,
or
yeah, I
when
see.
You're going to the pool, you're going to the lake or whatever.
Yeah.
And like you got a couple cold things.
Yeah.
Like last week you were like, your drink's not very cold.
Yeah.
It's because it just rode in the car.
Yeah. I would like to have a cooler, like a small cooler for my car. What a convenience.
Yeah.
I know one year on the way to the beach, Jake put his cooler in the car and like stocked it full of like snacks and drinks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we did still stop and get snacks and drinks.
Yeah.
So
it didn't, you were trying to do it to save money.
Yeah. Well, just like, you know, yeah.
The convenience. Yeah.
Like we already have a drink.
You already pre-bought it.
You want a juice? I have some juice.
Yeah.
But I don't think it hits as hard as walking in and getting a 32 ounce something.
Yeah. It's really the experience.
Yeah.
Going in, getting the cup.
Yeah.
The ice, picking your drink.
Did I?
Taste testing the slushies.
What? Yeah, I did.
What?
Nothing. I was thinking about something. I couldn't remember if I told you or not, but I did tell you.
Do you want to tell the people?
No.
Okay.
Somebody I saw at a gas station. It made me think of gas stations. I did tell you about that.
Bomb. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean to hear you, but... we're in very tight quarters, so
yeah,
playing footsie over here for all you foot lovers, because I think I'm gonna put this one on YouTube,
but you can't see our feet, so sorry.
Yeah,
maybe next time. Wait, maybe.
My feet are kind of dirty. They
are. You like that?
I posted that video of you on TikTok.
My feet look so big.
I know, because it was in 0.5 and Caleb's like, well, you can see your feet, so maybe you'll get more views.
My feet in that video looked so big, which I do have big feet. We have big feet.
Yeah, it was on 0.5 and it does make everything just look longer and like distorted.
Yeah. No. My feet looked so
big. But everyone's like, on TikTok says like, film in 0.5.
Wah.
I guess.
Am I going to have to get a TikTok? No.
Yes. No. I'm pretty much moving only to TikTok at this point.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm trying so hard, Annabeth. Like, so hard. And I will say, little by little.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're just scraping through a little
bit. Follow Jess on TikTok. What is it? Handle, username, whatever you
it's
say.
It's actually Jess.
It's just Jess?
Yeah. But I think I'm going to change it to that girl,
it's
Jess.
It's at Jess.
Well, no, it's at, and I'm also going to change that because it was what I originally created it to be, which is at Jess.Lorae.Brian.
Okay.
That's what it originally was when I very, like in 2020, when I started it.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to change it. I don't know what it's going to be yet.
Yeah, that's like really crazy putting your full name.
Literally. So I'm going to change it because, you know, I'm going to blow up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm literally blowing up.
You have to have it because it's like, that's what people will know you as.
I really want it to be.
Like, I don't know people's real names.
I really want it to be that girl, Jess, but that's probably taken.
Okay. What about.
But, you know,
it's Jess.
But see what you see. You don't even see at.
What do you see?
What you see is just Jess. You'd only see Jess.
Oh,
that's all it comes up as.
Well,
and I just recently changed that to be
just
that.
Yeah.
But like some people will have, like I've noticed people that are bigger. Okay. Because I'm taking notes.
Okay.
And it'll say like, you know, Jess, stay-at-home mom, but like not like S-A-H-M.
Mm-hmm.
That'll have like their age. I'm not putting my age, by the way. Ooh. They don't need to know how old I am.
No.
It's none of their business.
Just guess.
It's you tell me how old I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But as long as it's under 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, should I put like more of a descriptive thing like that to kind of like, because I think when I see it, then I'm like, oh yeah, that's like the kind of content I want to see. So follow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and I think people are putting ages because there are a lot of like 30 year olds out here looking for their people, because you have kind of like a demographic. Like I follow some people that are, you know, in college or graduating college, because I do think it's fun to see like their OOTDs.
Okay.
Like there's this one young girl that I follow and she's in cosmetology school.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I was in cosmetology school once. So I just kind of want to see what it's like.
Yeah.
And then she'll be like, you know, OOTD for work. And I'll be like, what are the kids wearing?
What are the kids wearing?
She dresses super cute. I like her vibes, which is, okay. I guess is why I follow her.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm going on a whole rant about TikTok right
now. It's okay.
But no, I think like I turned 34.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
oh yeah, happy birthday, Jess.
Thank you.
We haven't podcasted since your birthday.
Oh.
Jess had a birthday.
Like a while ago.
10 days. 12 days ago.
10 days. Yeah.
11 days ago.
11 days ago. She turned 34.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I was kind of dabbling here and there. Like I was started posting some outfits like that I was wearing. Mm-hmm. And just posting like little things like that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what if I just started posting stuff?
Yeah.
What if I started vlogging?
What if you did?
And what I've kind of found that I'm like, it's kind of hard to vlog, but it's also easier than I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
Because you always have your phone on you.
Yeah.
For the most part. So yeah. It's like, okay, film.
Yeah.
And what I've found that I like about it is that I kind of do like looking back on what I did that day.
Okay.
It kind of like makes me feel good about what, because sometimes I'll get to the end of my day and be like, what did I do today?
Yeah.
You know, like when you're home with your kids, it kind of feels like monotonous.
Yeah.
And then I look back and I'm like, wait, actually I did do some stuff today.
Yeah.
And like, you know,
mm-hmm.
So almost kind of like romanticizing it a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
It's kind of fun.
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing. Go follow me.
Go follow Jess.
She's trying to blow up. We have more followers on our T page.
Yeah, so...
And we don't even post on there.
All of you guys, all of you little... you know what I was about to say?
Tea sippers.
I was about to say tea bags.
Actually...
Are you little tea bags? I don't even... It kind of feels like... it kind of feels mean.
It's like D-bag, but different.
I kind of like it.
Okay.
Are you little tea bags? Go follow Jess.
Yeah. Or else.
Or else.
Or else.
Okay.
I did want to like do some TikToks in our merch.
Yeah.
Because we need our merch to pop off more.
Yeah.
Like, I'm honestly offended.
Are you?
By our tea bags. Like they're really teabagging it right now.
I can't believe we've never thought about that. Yeah. Tea bags.
Like, you know, you have people that show up and then you have people that don't show up.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like on TikTok, you can see who's watching.
Yeah. Yeah, what if you just bought a shirt? Somebody said the other day, it was Emily, so I'm just going to call her out. Call out Emily, who is famous for us talking about how people got so upset about that. Remember when we had that clip where I was like, I'm offended that y'all went to the splash pad or something.
Oh.
This was like last summer.
Yeah.
People got really mad about that on TikTok.
They did.
Yeah, they said you were being mean to me. She was. Anyway. So shout out Emily said, she was like, they're kind of expensive. Okay. It's expensive out here.
By the way, like we were just gauging it based off of like what our cost
what
was
going to cost us. So
and, like, we weren't really going to make hardly any money on it. TBH.
No. We're not trying to get
rich.
We're not
price gouging you.
No.
By the way.
Like, and also... That tells me that she's not buying stuff because I buy stuff all the time and I'm like, $30. Okay. For a what is it called? Comfort colors.
Oh yeah. Comfort colors. Yeah.
I'm way more. If I'm not buying a t-shirt, unless it's comfort colors,
I'm like shocked. Like what about the half zip?
I know.
Like anyway, that is such, and cause I feel like the half zip is also kind of giving like a little bit of like coastal, like kind of the vibe right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just at Marshall's yesterday and like there's half, like that's the vibe.
Yeah.
Like why, like pair that with a cute pair of those like boxer shorts.
Yeah. So anyway, absolutely. Go buy that. If you have ordered already, Jess has ordered your order.
And so, it will be shipping out
but hopefully you can by still the order
next week. Yeah, because it was on it is on pre-order. So like, we just kind of are taking orders as they come. Like we didn't order them in bulk.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, because I couldn't have foreseen like who was going to want what and who wasn't going to want what. But yeah,
go order that.
Support your local girlies.
Support your local tea dealer.
I mean, I feel like we have supported locally.
I support local.
All the time.
Every day. I don't have an option.
Like,
There's nothing else here.
It's giving hater for real.
It's giving hater. So don't be a hater. Don't be a hater. I think we would be remiss if we didn't talk about Morgan Wallen.
I was hoping you were going to bring that up.
By the way, Jake hates me.
Why?
Okay, let me think. Okay. Because he really feels like I'm always talking about Morgan Wallen. And he's so salty about it. Like, yes.
I don't think that you're always talking about Morgan Wallen.
Yesterday, Jake, this is a real thing, Jake.
There are worse things you could be talking about.
I could be doing drugs, Jake.
Yeah.
Like,
you could be on ashwagandha right now.
I'm not. I'm so sober. It's honestly ridiculous. I'm not on Thrive. I'm not on nothing. I haven't had any caffeine this morning.
That's what's wrong with you.
I'm out of Red Bull at my house.
That's part of your problem. That's why you're so on edge.
You think I'm on edge?
Well, you were earlier. You were like, oh my God, we got to start this over again.
Well, I was getting stressed. Okay.
Okay.
So yesterday, Jake, he sent me this picture. And if you don't know what this is a pair of my shoes by the door. And the reason he sent me this is because we were having a conversation earlier in the day about how the kids leave their shoes by the door and how that like really drives him crazy. And I was like, well, I don't do that. Well, but we had just cleaned the carport.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to wear them anyway.
Totally.
I didn't want to wear them inside because they would be wet on the bottom.
Also,
anyway.
They're slides.
Okay. So he sent me this picture. And so my response was, guess I'm the problem, or whatever Morgan Wallen said. And he said, you're always thinking about Morgan, with a rolly eye emoji.
He's like, why did you have to make it about Morgan? Why not?
I mean, he's just so offended.
Yeah, you're the problem and he's Miss Never Do No Wrong.
I was almost about to say that. But I didn't. Anyway, so we need to talk about Morgan.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you about to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, well, we haven't. her breath smells so bad.
Riley was like, first of all, I want to talk about Morgan.
No. Riley loves Morgan. So Morgan came out with a new album and we haven't podcasted since. So we're a little bit
late. That's so crazy.
No, I know. So we're a little bit late.
Yeah.
But we have to talk about it now that we're here.
Absolutely. Let's dissect.
Okay. So what's your favorite song?
My favorite song is one.
I need to pull it up.
1000%.
The Tate McRae one?
Yep.
That is a good one.
What is that one called?
Hang on. I'm pulling it up right now.
It is just such a
What I Want.
Yeah,
that is a good song. People were like, some people didn't like, I think specifically like Tate McRae people didn't like it, that she was doing music with him. Now, I don't know Tate McRae.
Me either.
Who is Tate McRae in this world?
Well, I think she's like a TikToker.
Yeah. And then she's like, but she's also like from Canada. So maybe that's why she's not on my radar.
She's like Justin Bieber, but different.
That's way different. Everybody knows who Justin Bieber
is. Yeah, but he's from Canada.
Okay.
So they're of the same ilk.
I guess. Okay. So Tate McRae, What I Want. That is. Yeah.
Oh, it like. Oh my gosh, it is just such a...
Yeah, it is.
You don't want this hot boy, it's already broke. Da, 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 da. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, what's my favorite song? There's so many good ones.
There's so many good ones.
Which all the ones that had already been released were all really good.
Absolutely.
So really, I'm just thinking
we were
about,
so hyped.
Yeah.
The new
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, which it has to sit with you too for a while till you can like, let me just go through. Let's see. Oh, I Got Better, which I wanted to talk about.
Uh-huh.
I was listening to an interview that he did because that's what my algorithm is. Mm-hmm. Of course.
What else would you do?
Which is so funny because I try not to like, I try not to because I don't want to make Jake mad. Jake is genuinely thinks that I'm in some like secret relationship with Morgan Wallen. Not genuinely. I mean, he's just like, this is how he acts. I'm in a secret relationship with Morgan Wallen.
What is
that? That's how he acts. That I'm like low key cheating on him with Morgan Wallen.
I was going to say something, but I probably shouldn't say it.
What?
You're not gonna be with Morgan Wallen. You're married.
Okay, so the song "I Got Better."
I Got Better.
Are you familiar with it? Okay, so I saw an interview that he did that, because I, well, I already liked that song, but he was, they asked him like what his favorite song was on the album. And he said that that was his favorite song on the album. And he was like, a lot of, you know, you can take it different ways. And like people are taking it like as being about a female, but he was like, it's not necessarily about that. And he was like, to me, it's not about that.
Okay.
And so it's giving, he was doing drugs. I don't want to start that rumor, but if you listen to probably the song in that, the context of it's not about a girl, mm-hmm, it's giving drugs.
Mm-hmm.
That was mine.
Well, I mean, I think that,
not to start that rumor, but that's just what it's, he's not talking about alcohol.
Well,
he's like, I still drink. Me.
Yeah. So
he's not talking about alcohol.
Yeah.
Give up alcohol.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But anyway, I thought that was really interesting.
I mean, I could see a world in which he did do drugs.
Yeah. I'm going to start doing drugs.
1,000%. He wasn't living a sober lifestyle.
Yeah.
I like that song.
I like that song too.
I feel like this album has been very healing for him. And I don't know that.
I don't know.
But I hope so. Because, like, some of the songs make me really sad for him, which, obviously, yeah, there are some, he could have not have written some of them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, one in particular, what is it?
Revelation's really sad to me.
Oh, I'm a Little Crazy. He didn't write that song.
Okay.
Actually, I think it's a cover.
From who?
I don't know. Let me look it up.
I've landed on the side of TikTok of like E.T. haters.
Oh, ooh. How'd you get there?
I don't know.
Are you a KT hater?
No, I don't know. I've only seen like a few videos, but it's basically of people that have like screen recorded videos that she did.
Yeah.
And then like reposting them, or like her like reposting, like they screen recorded lives that she's done and then reposting them.
Okay, so no, it's not a cover. He didn't write it.
Oh, okay.
It was like Hardy, and he might be credited as a writer, but I saw an interview where he was like, Hardy kept sending me this song. Yeah. So he can't really take credit for that.
Yeah. I think it fits in though.
Yeah.
His voice and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good song. KT haters.
Yeah. I don't know. People that have like screen recorded like lives or like videos that she's done, mm-hmm, and then like commenting on them,
like what, like saying what?
And I don't know how old these are, mm-hmm, because there was one that was like a live where she was like, she wasn't at a bar, but she was like at a restaurant or something, mm-hmm, having a drink, which apparently she doesn't drink because her husband, I guess is her husband,
yeah,
he had like made a video and it was like something about like, I want to get drunk, and he was like playing the sound for my wife to see her reaction.
Okay.
No, and then the thing was, we don't even drink.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm really confused by it all. Anyways, but basically, I guess people were asking questions and stuff like in her lives, and they were talking about her answers. Annabeth, honestly, I don't even know if I should even be talking about it because I don't think I have enough
information.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, how did I end up with this in my algorithm?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because as of right now, with the information that I know, like I do stand for KT.
Yeah, I don't agree with her going back to...
No.
Her 23-year-old husband.
That was so dumb.
Which, I don't know. I can't. It's my own personal feelings, mm-hmm, of why. Because I want her and Morgan to be together, obviously.
I don't even know if it's that I want her and Morgan to be together, but I don't think I want her to be with him because I do think, like, something I will say kind of throwing shade at her is, like, how can you actually go on a podcast and, like, she really didn't have anything good to say.
She like reamed him.
Not one good thing to say about it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, we're back together.
Like you can't make us all. It's like, okay. It's like
you can't make us all hate him
and then get back together with him.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you finally like tell your mom, like what your crappy boyfriend did. You can't go back with him after that.
Right.
It's over. You got to keep that to yourself. If there's even a slight chance that you might get back together, you got to keep it to yourself. But she didn't. She told us.
And now we know
how icky he is.
The way in which we have been.
Which I'm sure he's a nice guy. I'm sure he's
fine. I would love to know how many plays that podcast got, because like we were all waiting to hear from her.
Yeah
that was her first interview.
Yeah.
So and then she goes on there and that's what she says, like, and then she tried to go on TikTok and kind of go back on it like, I didn't mean it like that, or
I think you did.
I think you said what you said,
which was that you're still in love with Morgan.
Yeah. your husband gives you the ick.
Mm-hmm.
And you're separated.
Yeah.
And that you said that you're the man in the relationship.
I can't believe he took her back after that. And it was so clear she's so in love with Morgan.
Yeah.
Through that interview.
And I don't know which songs, like I said, I don't know which songs Morgan wrote and didn't write on this album. But in my mind, all of these songs are about her.
I don't think so.
What was the one song that, what is it called? Show me the album again.
Mm-hmm.
What is it called? The one about he can't fall in love because he's always waiting.
Well, that one. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, that one. Yeah. What is that one? Just in case.
Yeah.
I don't know. So we're praying for Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Prayers.
Prayers are appreciated during these tough times.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I don't really like watch the news, mm-hmm. but... Because now I'm on TikTok, so mm-hmm. now
you don't need to watch the news.
I get all my information mm-hmm. from them, mm-hmm. from those people. And so, you know, they're talking about the protests in LA. Have mm-hmm. you seen stuff about this?
Not really.
I've heard about it.
But I don't know anything about it.
And, like, apparently different influencers are like now... People are saying that it looks as if, like, these people, these influencers are being paid by government people to... take a stand one way or the other and like use their platform to talk about politics.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't even follow this girl. She has 1 point. No, that's a lie.
Who is it?
You don't have TikTok on your phone.
Who is it?
My phone's so bad. Kylie Pitts.
Never heard of her.
I didn't know her, but she has like six, it's more like 6 million followers.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And basically she blew up overnight apparently.
Okay.
I don't know for what, but apparently her
she whole, shook her titties.
Probably. But her whole thing is like, and I did watch the video that she got. She's canceled apparently now.
Oh,
she's
good.
She's getting canceled.
Haven't we all? I don't feel bad for you.
Yeah. And so.
Get no sympathy from me.
She like kind of like loud talks like in her videos. Like she's like yelling.
Okay.
Like, I don't care what you say. But
is she Southern?
No, she doesn't even talk like that. I just did it in a Southern accent. I think she's not Southern.
Is she on Instagram?
Actually. Probably. What's I would imagine if you had 6 million followers on.
Yeah. Kylie?
Kylie Pitts.
Kylie Pitts. What a name. Okay. Kylie A. Pitts.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. That's not her. Is that her?
I mean, who else is?
Actually, I think that is her, but I think there's another one. Kylie Perkins.
It's not Kylie Pitts.
It's not Kylie Pitts. Look, I am spreading false information.
Socially Kylie.
That's her. Okay.
She looks like she's doing fine. She looks like she's on vacation.
Kylie Perkins. That's how she talks in her videos.
Okay.
So that's like her whole brand. So sorry. I would like to apologize to Kylie Pitts.
Sorry, Kylie Pitts. You seem really nice.
I don't know you, but you also are. She has a lot of followers on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Kylie Pitts.
Yeah. And she is Southern.
Okay.
Apparently.
Yeah. Was giving so.
Kylie Perkins is getting canceled.
Okay. Well, but, I get it.
Yeah.
Just upon a glance.
Yeah. So she basically made a video that was sounding very uneducated.
Well, I mean, we live in America. We're all uneducated.
I'm so uneducated. Like, I literally don't know what's going on in LA, but I do know that it is about
ICE.
Yes. And I know that people are burning the American flag in America.
So
and
that crazy.
To me, jail.
Let me tell you, I'm going to give you an analogy. Okay.
Okay.
When I was a child
mm-hmm.
and I was racing
mm-hmm.
and we raced. Just for that, you already know, but I'm going to explain it like they don't know because they don't know.
Yeah.
We race in a series called the WKA, World Karting Association.
Mm-hmm.
So one time we were in, I don't know, Tennessee or Virginia or some other place. So we were in like some other state and we were racing and it was like the last race of the season and people were mad. I was like 11 or 12 years old
okay.
at this time. And people were mad at the WKA for something.
Okay.
That I don't know. It wasn't my business. I don't know. But I had just won the championship.
So oh, okay.
It wasn't about me. I don't know what the situation was.
And you weren't mad at them.
I don't care.
You won.
I'm fine. Like, I don't have no qualms.
Congrats.
Thank you. So, but a bunch of people after the last race were really mad and they like took down the WK flags and were burning them. Okay. And I just wanted to see what was going on.
Yeah.
You know, and dad was like.
Because by the way, you were the champion.
You know, I just wanted to go like see what was, you know, be in the mix.
Yeah.
Of what was happening.
Yeah.
And dad was like, you cannot go down there. Like, that has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. And you don't want to associate with this.
And you don't want to be associated with that. And so that's how I feel
because
about that.
This is the WKA.
This is the WKA.
And we're at the WKA.
We're here right now.
And you're the champion.
And you are the champion of the WKA.
So we don't need you seen over there with them burning WKA flags.
100%.
Because why would you want to be there? That's so stupid.
Why would you be doing that here?
Like
at the WKA.
Exactly.
Event.
This is America. That's an American flag.
We're Americans.
We are Americans. Now, I don't know. Some of you might not be.
Some of you might not be American.
By the way, that's a you problem that you need to figure out.
I think if you are not an American...
And you're burning an American flag on American soil.
Jail. Straight to jail. Jail.
Like
that. Okay. Burning an American flag is giving, what's the word?
Terrorist.
It's giving terrorist. I wasn't going to say terrorist. What's the word for like a traitor? Like a, when you can go to jail for it. It's like for being a traitor.
How are you?
Treason.
Treason.
It's giving treason.
Yes, you're pointing your fingers so close to me.
But no, American flag should be an act of treason, in my opinion.
Yeah, because I feel like it's a privilege.
None of those people are Southern, correct?
God, I hope not.
Because I'd be daggum.
We know Kylie Perkins isn't, but Kylie Pitts, we don't know what her...
So what was Kylie...
I will say this, there are some like mom vloggers... Mm-hmm. Because, like, that's kind of the kind of content that I'm making. So, that's the kind of content it consuming as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And anyways, but, like, there's some Southern ones that I follow because, duh.
Yeah.
And they are definitely, like, here for America. Like, this is America.
Yes.
And we live in it. And love
this is America.
Yes.
And we are American.
Not, by the way, I'm not super educated on what's going on.
None of us
so
are.
So, I don't want to be looking like a fool.
Half of this stuff is probably, like, propaganda anyway.
1,000%.
Unless you're there, you probably really don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
By the way. Because we're being fed a bunch of bull.
Yeah.
Always.
Every second of the day.
Always. What's Kylie Perkins saying? What did she get canceled for?
Oh, well, she's, like, saying that that's fine. Like, they should go do that. They should go riot.
For what?
Because that, like, they're being done wrong and, like...
How?
Talking about... I know! That, and so that's why everybody's like...
Okay, this is the tea. This is the tea.
Oh my God, we're talking politics.
I mean, sometimes you have to. Not to call anybody out. But this is America. And if you are here illegally, there are ways to become legal.
Yeah.
And if you choose to not do that, you are here illegally.
Yes.
Now, I don't know what all. I don't think you should be thrown in a cage or like whatever.
No.
Like, I don't know if any of that is even going on. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on.
And like, obviously, like, I'm not here to be like, oh, yeah, like, you should totally be separated from your family.
No,
da, da, da. But
no.
I do think if you are doing something illegal, then you know that it's illegal.
Yes.
It's like... It's very different from this, but it's like if you get your car and you drink and drive,
yeah,
you know that that's illegal,
right?
And then there's going to be repercussions for those actions if you get caught.
If you get caught, you might not ever get caught.
You might could drive drunk the rest of your life and never get caught,
right?
But like if you do, you do.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
if you get caught, you're going to jail.
Yeah,
and so as someone illegal in this country. That is the you're living
like
that.
That is breaking the law
of this land.
Literally.
The same as if you would go to any country illegally.
And then people are like, oh, like they hate the way that like Trump's handling it or whatever. But it's like every single presidential cabinet president, vice president, we have immigration laws. It just depends on what you're doing with them.
Right.
And he's just doing a different...
And this is not new.
No.
By the way.
He's just enforcing the law.
Enforcing the law.
What a concept. And if you don't like what we're saying, it's okay. Like, you can cancel us because Anna's already been canceled before anyway.
So you're not going to hurt my feelings. You're not going to hurt my feelings. I've already been canceled. So...
She said what she said.
Yeah. I do think if you're burning the American flag in America, then it should be straight to jail for you.
Yes.
And also, deport those people. Even if they're American,
Yeah.
You want to burn the American flag? Go somewhere else. What if you just didn't live here?
Yeah.
We don't want you here. I don't want you here.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. You're not hurting my feelings.
No. I don't think about people like, I have a friend that her husband's in the military and he has had back to back, like he's been gone.
Deportations. What's the word?
You know what I'm talking about. You guys know what I'm saying.
It's kind of like deportation, but it's a different.
It's not.
I know it's not deportation, but it's kind of like that word. The word is kind of similar is what I'm saying.
What's it called? Deployments.
I told you it's similar.
Okay, he has had back-to-back deployments.
Deportation, deployment, same thing.
God bless her and her kids. Not the same thing.
I'm just kidding.
And so it really pisses me off. Really, honestly, like, there's so many people, obviously, that are married and to military. And people that we know that are in the military.
Yeah.
But like, it really pisses me off for her and her kids.
Yeah.
That there are people out here that are not respecting America mm-hmm. when her husband, he ain't even getting to be at the house because he's fighting for your country that you're living in.
100%.
You know?
Yeah. No, 100%.
And I don't know if she listens. I hope she does.
Directly to jail for all those people. I hope they're all being sent to jail. And I hope that I hope you're all being sent to whatever country of your choice.
Yeah. Right,
country of your choice.
You pick.
Honestly, like, God bless. I'm sure there's nice people in California. I haven't met one. Not a one.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing over there in California.
Drugs, apparently.
For sure. I will say I did go to Laguna Beach one time. I did really enjoy my time there.
Oh, I'm sure it's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
I mean,
I didn't really interact with anyone.
It's giving Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
It's giving burn it down. It's giving burn it. The whole thing. And the Lord will. And you know what?
The Lord has, though. A couple times.
Oh, God, I forgot. They're going through it down there. Y'all need to repent. Like,
literally
repent.
Just last year.
What if you just repented?
Was that last year? Or was that?
That was this year. That was this year.
Wow. That was this year.
This year. It's been a marathon, not a sprint. That just happened. Yeah. Listen, we're offending so many people right now. Mm-hmm. Probably none of the people that listen to us.
No.
If you've been here, if you're just coming across this, wow.
Well, if we are probably going to post on YouTube.
Yeah. So,
like, follow, subscribe, rate, review.
Follow, subscribe, rate, review, and we'll rage bait a little bit more. But I don't care. That's the tea. Like, if you burn the American flag, straight to jail, and you should be deported.
Mm-hmm.
You can be deported together with whoever you're defending. Y'all can all go.
You know, maybe those people need to join the military.
Who?
The people that are, like, hating the country so hard. Why don't you go fight? Why don't you go out there? If you want to fight each other.
Yeah. If you want to riot.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Crazy.
Crazy times. Couldn't
try that in a small town.
Yeah.
I could never be in the South.
Yeah.
You don't hear us rioting. You don't hear us burning flags. If you burn a flag in the South, you're getting shot.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And that's a threat. Like,
yeah.
We're trying to figure out how many flags we can put out.
I know.
How many flags are appropriate?
We finally, like, hung a flag on the front. And Caleb got the biggest flag that we could get without it being, like, I was like,
too big?
Is this a little big for our house? You know, like, I feel like we need a bigger house for this flag. But yeah, we finally got our.
I mean, Riley's got her American star. She's got American flag.
Star Spangled Banner, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free.
It won't be long. We'll be singing that.
I know. I'm singing it right now.
Yeah.
I just, listen, that might have flown in Joe Biden's America. And we all know now. But
Joe Biden can't come to the phone because he's dead and he's been dead this whole time.
Joe Biden, gosh almighty, there is a whole situation going on back here.
Talk about clickbait.
Y'all ain't got no sense.
Speaking of things that Trump's doing. Okay. So, you know, he pardoned the Chrisleys.
Yeah, love.
Love, 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 double love.
People are mad about that too.
They're so mad.
I'm like, I saw where he was like, y'all were trying to send the president to jail. Like,
yeah.
And then I guess he, do you watch her podcast?
Yeah. Are you talking about Savannah?
Yeah.
I listened to the last episode because I was being nosy.
Oh, okay. And he was on there?
No, I haven't listened to that. She did say, yeah. The last episode I listened to was Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Well, it didn't come out on Saturday, but that's when I listened to it.
Yeah.
And then she said that they were going to be on this week, I guess. When does her episodes come out?
I don't know, but I saw a clip where he was like, he was just talking about Democrats who were trying to get people pardoned and stuff right now. And he was like, y'all didn't vote for him. Why would he help you? And now y'all want to be pardoned? Like, y'all are mad about me.
Yeah. I wonder if, like, Savannah, this isn't my business, but I wonder if Savannah and her sister don't get along because of, like, politics. Because obviously, like, Savannah, like, rides or dies for Make America Great Again. And
you don't think Lindsay's probably a Republican?
Well, I did think that.
Until,
like, they just cannot, they stay falling out.
Maybe they just don't get along. Like, I can see a world in which she has a different mom. And then Savannah's kind of like the golden child of her mom and dad.
Yeah.
And she's kind of like the chosen one, and how that would make her feel some type of way.
Which, I mean, that is like, because I'm watching the show back now, the old episodes. And like, I think they really do make Savannah out as the golden child, like, on the show.
Yeah. And that, I'm sure she has a lot of, like,
resentment.
Needs a lot of therapizing about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably why they don't get along.
I really want to hear what she has to say, but she's not talking.
Maybe eventually. Maybe she was just letting Elliot have his moment.
Yeah. Whatever.
I want to hear what Kale has to say about her baby daddies.
Yeah.
If you don't know, we're talking about, now we've totally shifted gears.
Well, okay. So Kale was on Teen Mom.
Kaylin Lowry and Lindsay Chrisley, and they have a podcast together called Coffee Combos.
Yeah. And it's
such an unlikely friendship, but
I think it's more of a business.
Yeah. Well, on their last one, they were talking about how they're like sisters and people think it's business, but they're that. Like,
well, they've gotten closer. It originally started out as business for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's how they met.
And then it's grown into like
a sisterhood
of the traveling podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, but no, I haven't heard the episode that he's on, but I will be listening to that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they did their time.
I think that, I don't know what they did.
And it's
none of my business.
It was tax evasion.
Okay. Okay. Here's what I got to say about that.
We're paying too many taxes as it is.
Me and Jake were talking about this the other day, because he was on the side of like, well, if they did that, they did that. And I'm like, sure. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. And this is what I firmly believe as a taxpaying citizen. Because he was like, well, if they, I was like, but it's a victimless crime, you know?
Nobody died.
Well, he was like, well, I guess the victim is the government. The government. And I was like, listen, you are, the government stealing from you or you're stealing from the government. And there's no in between.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Why don't they go to jail? Why don't they go to prison for 12 years? Mm-hmm. I think they should.
1,000%. Yeah. Yeah. Run and tell that.
So I'm not mad at them. Yeah. I ain't got nothing but love for them. And people are so mad that they got out. And the people that are...
Side note. I'm on the side where people are so excited that they got out. Okay. So
I'm seeing both.
Okay.
Here's the tea. The same people that are mad that the Chrisleys got out are the same people who are upset about people being deported.
Okay. That elk.
So make that make sense.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
We don't want freedom for all? I don't know. I saw somebody the other day, like a really popular influencer. She was like a nurse influencer. I don't know. I've actually heard that recently. A lot of like nurse influencers are becoming like Christian influencers. I haven't seen it. I've just heard about it from other influencers.
Okay.
But they're like wrong. They're not even like. Okay. So it was like a nurse Christian influencer, and she was reading a verse of the Bible, like in defense of like basically saying Jesus would have been rioting in the streets about this. Yeah. Jesus didn't riot. He flipped tables that one time, but he's not burning.
He's a peacemaker.
He's a peacemaker. And let me tell you about this, about the Bible.
Do you really think that the Lord is looking down right now being like,
yeah. No. Blessed are the peacemakers. Also, it says to follow the law of your land.
Absolutely.
Follow the law of your land.
How are you guys feeling over there on that side?
I'm stressed. I'm stressed. So anyway, that took a turn.
Yeah.
That I didn't see coming.
I got Anna fired up.
I love America.
I know. Me too.
I just, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I love America. My arm is broke. I'm so sorry.
And you love being an American.
I love being an American. I love
the US of A.
The US of A. I think people who, like, if you're seriously, like, so upset, like, I think all the LAians, Los Angelans.
Which part of them, they're probably not even all from LA. They're just going to LA.
I think y'all need to come and hang out.
In Taylorsville?
In small town USA.
Yes.
And just, honey.
You get it. You'll get it when you get here.
You'll get it. We'll take you on the boat. Okay. Trump 2020-2024. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll take you on the boat. We'll give you a sun drop. And just let the freedom
ring
seep into your veins.
Let it just wash over you like an anointing.
We'll let you leave the house and don't worry about the door.
Just leave the door unlocked.
Leave it open.
Leave the light on.
Okay. And just see how it feels.
Yeah.
That's America. That's America. I don't know what y'all got going on, but that's America. That's the elk of American.
Yes.
You know?
I know.
I don't think any of the rest of it's America. I don't know what y'all are doing. I don't know what y'all got going on. If you don't get fired up about America, you're not American.
Oh my gosh, this is so Ricky Bobby coded. And if you don't know who Ricky Bobby is, you're not American.
You're not American either. That's a classic tale. You should go watch that movie then.
Yeah.
If you just don't get fired up about your freedom. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell them.
So, if you were mad about Jason Aldean's try that in a small town, you've never been in a small town.
Totally.
And I feel really bad for those people.
Yeah.
Because they'll never know what it's like to ride on a boat with a Trump 2024 flag, drinking a sun drop. Or in some cases, an ice cold beer. That would be, some people would consider that American. Not me.
Yeah.
That might be American. It's just not my
version.
You know, get on the back of a tube, get flipped off of it. That's America. You know?
Ride your golf cart around your neighborhood.
Ride your golf cart around. We ride the golf cart down the street. Golf cart down the street. That's America.
Mm-hmm. And that's the tea.
That's the tea. That's the American tea. That's the Boston Tea Party.
That's the sweet tea.
That's as American as it gets.
Yeah. We're so glad that you joined us. We hope to be back.
That was unhinged.
It was. We'll probably,
the whole thing.
We'll probably move it back to my house in the future. We'll see.
Do you want to close out with the Star Single banner?
I don't.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. We'll go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Unless you're here illegally, then that's not our business. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, Anna. That's good.
Love you,
guys. That's good. Love you guys. Bye. Love you, bye.